Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from South Texas, deep in, or should I say deep in South Texas, in San Antonio. And we've got our good friend, Mr. Silvio Canto, who is a blogger and a talk show host himself up in Dallas. I wanted to get him on because, my friends, in the latest situation in international affairs in the Americas, we now have, as of this past Monday, June the 9th, or June the 10th, a Russian vessel, a Russian missile vessel, that is visiting Havana, and this is the first time that Russian missiles that we know of have been in Cuba since the missile crisis in 1961. Silvio, welcome to the show, my friend. What are your thoughts on this whole situation?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for the invitation. It's always a great pleasure to be with you. Well, I'm probably the only guest that you've ever had who was actually in Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis. So that's a topic that I recall quite sincerely. And I remember I was a little boy, but I remember my mother used to say, "My gosh, if this ever turns into a war, we'll be the first ones to go," because we were in Cuba during this time. I see it. I see it a little different than the missile crisis, but nevertheless damaging. Nevertheless, what I see is Putin basically in your face, Biden. Yeah, Putin in your face, Biden. And I think Cuba also saying in your face, Biden. I mean, I think you're basically seeing Cuba and Russia both saying we can get away with this. We can do this. We can do this. Something that I don't think they would have done to Trump, or for that matter, Bush, or the first Bush, or Reagan. You may remember that back in 1969, when Nixon was president, that the Russians wanted to bring in some vessels into Cuba because they wanted to establish a base in the southern part of Cuba, in the island of in that city of Cienfuegos, which is on the southern side of Cuba. And Nixon said, "No, you're not. You're not going to do it." And they didn't do it. So I think that to me is what this is symbolic of, in your face, Biden. And that's what we think of you. That's what I see in this, George.
Now, you know, what's been very, very interesting is how the Biden administration has been going overboard the past 2 years or 3 years since they took office, trying to set up good relationships with the Cuban government, even going so far as to give Cuban immigrants preference. And yet, you know, the Cuban government does this kind of pulls this kind of a stunt. What is that? What's the message that they're sending in this aspect of it?
I think the bottom line message, George, is that they don't fear him. They don't expect consequences. And you know, when you're a bad guy and you don't expect consequences, you're going to do bad things.
You mean like all the criminals in the cities right now?
exactly. But I, you know, I would have, and again, I don't know if what kind of private conversations they had with Cuba, but I think that another president would have contacted the president of Cuba or the Cuban regime and would have said, "Don't do it. Because if you do it, there will be consequences, for example, in remittances going to Cuba. There will be consequences in trade." You know, remember, Cuba buys a lot of agricultural products outside of the embargo. And there would be consequences maybe even with tourism. So there would have been economic consequences very quickly, and the Cuban government would have understood that they meant it, that it wasn't just an idle threat, that they were going to follow up on it. So that's what I think is missing here. To some extent, this is Putin sticking it in Biden's face, but it's really Cuba too. It's the Cuban government basically saying, "We're still the same old Cuba that you used to do, you know, that you almost went to nuclear war over. So that's what I think is happening. The Cuban government has no respect or no fear of Biden. That's what I think is happening.
Yeah, and I would tend to agree, because I just don't see very much respect across the globe for the Biden administration at this point. I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, there was an article yesterday that I read about North Korea actually encouraging into South Korea, crossing the border, mm-hmm. and right. Having problems. And I mean, you know, I mean, it just doesn't seem to stop anywhere.
That's right. Well, I mean, it goes even to López Obrador in Mexico, who goes on 60 Minutes, and they ask him, what are you willing to do with the United States? And he says, well, you know, I'll be happy to do something with you if you legalize 10 million people, if you give me $20 billion to help my friends in Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, and if you end the embargo with Cuba. Yeah, well, that's a really nice friend that we have in López Obrador, isn't he? Yeah. But again, it's just he would have never done that to Trump. He would have never done that to Bush, because they fear consequences.
Yeah.
You know, you recall, and you and I are old enough to remember this, but you remember back in 1984 or 85, when there was a DEA agent, Camarena, who was killed in Mexico.
Right.
And the Reagan administration was very upset that Mexico was not cooperating, and they shut down the border.
Right, I remember.
They literally shut down the border, and all of a sudden the Mexicans began to cooperate. Mm-hmm. There, you have to have consequences. I mean, whether you're talking about, you know, Cuba, whether you're talking about Mexico or Russia, there have to be consequences. And I don't know, maybe George, you've seen something, but I have not even seen a statement
no,
from the
I
White
haven't.
House about these ships.
Nope. The article that I read in the news about this visit by this missile ship was almost, minute. It was very, very small. So it's very interesting how even the mainstream media is treating it.
Yeah, I mean, the idea that Russian ships would show up in Cuba, and people need to understand that Cuba is closer to the United States than Dallas is to Waco. Okay, I mean, it's a very small distance there. That, you know, the Straits of Florida, it's like 90 miles. So, you know, it's actually very close to have, you know, Russian boats and ships that close to the United States. And the fact that they could do it, especially after what we went through in 62 with the missile crisis, it is amazing to me. But this is a government that just doesn't seem to, I guess they don't care about stuff like that. I don't know what else to conclude, George.
Well, you know, it's very, very interesting how all of this is happening, and how the Biden administration continues to see themselves as big players on the stage, and going over to the G7 meeting and all this sort of stuff. I mean, it just seems like it's a lot of smoke and mirrors while reality is biting us.
No, you're right. I mean, I think that, you know, you can be big and strong, but if nobody fears you, you're just nothing but a big and strong that nobody fears you.
A paper line.
And I think that's what this is. This is in your face, Biden, not just from Russia, but from Cuba.
Yep.
And not just from Russia.
And when the small countries begin to tweak your nose like they are, like, you know, Mexico and Cuba are doing, I mean, it's not good.
No, it's not good at all. It shows a disrespect. I mean, I think we deserve better from the person in the White House.
Yep.
Absolutely better.
Silvio, thank you for taking time to be with us. Tell the folks where they can follow you, buddy.
Well, the best thing to do is go to Google is what they call it, and put CANTOTALK, Canto Talk, and you'll get the podcast as well as some of the video casts, some of the ones I've done with George, and then you also get to see my contributions to American Thinker. I contribute to American Thinker quite a bit, and I know that's a very popular website. I know it's very popular in Texas, because I keep getting commentaries from people who live in Texas, so a lot of people read it in Texas. And American Thinker, Blog Talk Radio, and my podcast. And if you want to spend some time with us, it's always a pleasure to have you.
You got it, buddy. Thank you so much once again, my friends. We've been talking with my good friend, Mr. Silvio Canto, out of Dallas. Silvio, you stay safe, and we'll talk to you again soon, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.